As part of the 65th anniversary of the People's Republic of China, the embassy in Accra is observing a week of celebration. Putting that country's growth in perspective, an international relations expert, Abad Ibrahim, says China has made giant strides in economic development. He told Radio Ghana that though the country has an entrenched communist political system, it is gradually adopting capitalist economic development principles in its dealings with the outside world.
China was considered a pariah state. The détente between it and other world powers was quite cold. But when it changed into a substantive modern sovereign state in 1949, it adopted the name the People's Republic of China. And ever since, the country of more than a billion people has never been the same. It has increased its rapprochement in terms of bilateral ties with other nations. There has been a boom in the manufacturing industry, and China has got a replica of virtually everything from the tiniest SIM card to the mammoth data we have in the world today. So in terms of industry and economy, China has played a pivotal role in the current century and during the latter part of the past century. But where China hasn't come around to the party has been with its ever-hardening communist ideology. It might have opened itself to capitalism in terms of the value of trade and the volume of trade between it and other countries, other continents. And so economically, industrially, China has woken up and has sniffed the coffee. But in terms of, you know, softening its communist hands to democratize, I don't think it has gotten.
Abad, in your projection, how do you see China bringing forth as a world power in the medium to long term, perhaps?
Some people have made some ambitious projections that by 2050, China will be the world's new kid on the block by taking the wind out of the sail of the United States to be the world's unipolar superpower. I think such projections are a bit too ambitious. They are a bit far-fetched because economically and militarily, the United States would still think China, even though in terms of economics, China has done so well against the U.S. But when you look at the geopolitical landscape of the world, two trends determine your power as a nation and the kind of clout you have over other nations. That is your economy and, more importantly, your military. One good thing the U.S. has done against China is that it has continued to spend more on its military. It has more sophisticated weapons. By the year 2050, the economics of the world may lean towards China, but the U.S. will still be relevant, both economically and militarily. So I would say there would be a more robust and formidable rival to the U.S., but the U.S. will still be calling the shots.
On the disturbances in Hong Kong, Mr. Ibrahim suggested that the UN Security Council walks a talk by giving a biting teeth to its rebel commitment when it comes to universal human rights.
We know so well that these states and Hong Kong, nation states, would want to have, you know, larger freedoms and liberties to be able to determine the political fate of their countries. But China has not budged and it hasn't buckled down to international pressure to allow that. Currently, there are mass protests in Hong Kong asking for more suffrage. And the fact that the people would want to have the power to nominate the top people running their own enclave, like the mayor and then the CEO of the various cities they have over there. Past month, huge cry was made by Alex Salmond and other people to secede from the rest of the union. So even though UK permitted a referendum, China as a communist would not permit that. That is why the people of Hong Kong and the people of Tibet would want to run the street and protest against Chinese hegemony. Hong Kong has become a financial hub. The people of Hong Kong would want to secede from the rest of the country. And that is why I think the time has come for the international community to give biting teeth to its verbal commitment to help people gain their liberation, just as we've seen in the Middle East since the Arab Spring. We think that perhaps the time has come for the international community to walk its talk so that things will not seem like the UN Security Council goes about bullying smaller nations in the third world rather than being in a direct collision course. A communist nation like China that does not want to delegate enough democratic power to enclaves like Tibet and Hong Kong.